Barbara Karras is an artist, art lover, and patron who's worked for years with area nonprofit arts organizations. This year, she wanted to try something different.
I wanted to do something that I could not necessarily call my own, but sort of design and have come out the way I wanted. And I was lucky enough to have access to people who could help me do that.
She called on Vermont sculptor Peter Lundberg and his wife, Yan Lu. Lu has spent years curating international sculpting symposiums in China. Karras also called on her good friend Scott Brandon Smith, who runs sculpting events in Sydney, Australia.
This is a very personal event. Bill and Barbara Karras have invited 9 artists to work on their property, to live with them for a month, plus 3 interns and me. And the karma, the atmosphere, is invigorating.
Outside the back door, Mexican artist Javier Astorga perches on scaffolding to weld a dramatic metal sculpture he calls the Rooster, while other artists use automatic grinders and chisels to carve and shape huge blocks of marble.
My name is Lilia Pobornikova from Bulgaria.
Pobornikova smiles as she removes her bulky respirator. Everything but her nose and mouth are bright white, covered by a thick layer of marble dust.
It's very special makeup. It's very popular in our business.
What are you making?
I'm making a human figure, a woman, that is coming out from a square piece of marble.
Pobornikova says despite their cultural differences, the artists have become good friends, and she says it's a treat to work in such a collaborative atmosphere.
Of course, we spend time in our studios, but it's always a pleasure to go just outside to see what the others do, how they do it, to know another country, to know the local people from the country.
That kind of camaraderie is just what Barbara Karras was hoping to create and share with Vermonters.
Some people are very uncomfortable around art, and that's not the case here. I mean, sculpture is different. It's down and dirty. They're covered in dust. They work together. They help each other out. It's different. I've done some two-dimensional painting, and that's a very solo experience. This isn't. Sculpture's not. It's loud. It's dirty. It's fun. So the people that come here feel at ease and feel at ease to ask questions.
With her home perched high atop 8 stunning acres, there will be plenty of room to display the sculptures when they're finished. Kara says most will be visible to people driving by. But she encourages anyone who wants to see the artists at work to drop by before the formal unveiling, September 22nd. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in West Rutland.